So we're going to start off with Abjure! Exclamation mark.
Welcome to a grand parade where fantasy is king. A menu of delight, let the sensual bells ring. Here's Scarlet with her whips and Daisy's gentle swing.
Okay, so Abjure, that's JB, and it's a cute little song. It's JB plus an AI version of Taylor Swift. Like it's novel, it's cute. I'm not going to listen to it ever again after this fight, but like, oh look, you did a duo with Taylor Swift, cute.
Wow, I didn't realize that was Taylor Swift. That's interesting. I just heard harmonies and ukuleles and people singing together, musing about the grand parade of human sexuality. It very wholesome. It would have made high school me seriously cringe. And I will never listen to it again.
I also didn't know it was AI. The AI Taylor Swift. So I just noted it was G and U and G, which is guy and ukulele and girl instead of guy and guitar. I thought it was a low production, which, you know, in retrospect, now that I know it incorporates AI, is kind of a weird choice. But yeah, I thought it sounded super nice. It was cute and charming, and I like the sex positivity. At least I hope I'm right about that. I didn't go and scrutinize the lyrics. But I don't know, it seemed pretty cool. The other thing I noticed is that, I could be wrong, but it felt to me like the energy and the tempo developed over the course of the song, by which I mean, I think the tempo increased over the course of the song. And I suspect that there's no metronome involved, and that's kind of refreshing that there wasn't sort of like this set tempo that they were going with. But yeah, that's kind of what stuck out to me in the song.
I feel like that's kind of a JB hallmark. If I think back to a song like New Planet, I feel that kind of rhythm kind of grows and gets a little faster as time goes by.
Does he use real drums? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't know if he does.
Oh. All right.